Shalom, brethren. Today is Friday, the 3rd of March, 2023. And today on the biblical calendar is the 10th day of Adar, the month of joy, the month of Purim, the month of Naphtali, the month of things to be speeded up in the spiritual realm. This is the month of Queen Esther, is the month of divine favor. Because Esther was a lady of favor or grace, undeserved grace is undeserved favor. Hallelujah. So, brethren in Yahushua, this is going to be a bit hurried, this second audio. As I said, my name is Sister Perpetua Shulami George of Yahushua HaMashiach, the Chief Cornerstone Ministry. We praise you for this day, the day of preparation for the Shabbat Tetzaveh. Tetzaveh means you shall command. It's quite interesting. And that's Exodus 27 to 30. It's interesting that the name of this Torah portion begins with the Hebrew letter Tet. Tet stands for good versus evil. So it's quite an interesting Torah portion. The previous Torah portion was Terumah, which is heave offering or donations for the Tabernacle of Moshe or the Tent of Meeting. And then the previous one was Mishpatim. And then we had, we had the one of the Mount Sinai. So what is it called again? It's called Yitro. I think it's called Yitro. So it's a lot's been happening in the last couple of weeks. We really wanted to share about Mishpatim and Terumah, but we were not able to. We also wanted to share about the Torah portion that talks about the Ten Commandments, but it's just not been possible. And I'm really sorry, brethren, but yeah, it's important to understand that we are now reading the Torah portions that concern the building of the Tabernacle of Moshe, which is related to the Holy Temple, which is our bodies today in today's living, and also related to the return of the Garden of Eden. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So, brethren, just a reminder once again, the Purim is on Tuesday, the 7th of March. That's the 14th day of Adar. And in Purim, there's a place called Shushan. They celebrated on the 15th of Adar, which would be the 8th of March this year. Now, 8th of March is considered to be Women's Day internationally. But brethren, please remember that Women's Day is a satanic arrangement by the devil. All this empowerment of women. I mean, it's good to celebrate women because women have been... they've been suppressed for many years in various areas, but unfortunately the roots of these days that they claim to be celebrating women and mothers, fathers and all that, they have satanic roots. They're more about moon worship or satanic worship. So beware of that, and our advice is please do not celebrate International Women's Day or Mother's Day. They are also linked to satanic, Sunday worship. Sunday worship is of the devil, is the Satan Sabbath. Only in the churches, basically, the Sunday watch churches, you'll see these things. If you stay away from Sunday worship, you will not be hearing these things or even honor them. You will know the roots, so you will begin to do away with them. The people that instituted these days are satanic people linked to the satanic bloodline that goes all the way back to Cain, Ishmael, and Esau. So, anyway... I'm doing these audios to place emphasis on being vigilant spiritually today, being vigilant prayer by praying in the spirit, praying in the Ruach HaKodesh as often as possible, pleading the blood of Yahushua HaMashiach, and allowing Yahweh to guide you every step of the way, so that you don't meet the wrong people, you don't go into the wrong places, you don't accept money from the wrong people, you don't accept gifts from the wrong people, because the enemy is looking to shed blood, is looking to sacrifice people's spirits and souls here and there. because for the satanic kingdom, this is the year of skull and bones. This is the year of many deaths. This is the year of shedding as much blood as possible. And this is why we are seeing all these train derailments. We are seeing chemical plant fire outbreaks here and there worldwide. You know, people are being poisoned. Poison is being released into the atmosphere so that we can breathe it in and reduce our life longevity. So they realized that the COVID-19 pandemic did not work as well as they desired. So now they're introducing other ways to kill people because it is too soon to introduce another pandemic, you know. And also they are now making sure that food runs out worldwide. You know, this famine that we are seeing beginning is not of yet. It is the enemy that have started it. They are making food not to be available for people, not to be enough, especially in the Western world. This is why Yahweh is placing emphasis on leaving the cities and having a house in the countryside and having your own farm where you can grow your own foods and be self-sustaining. So even on that farm, you have to be prayerful because of the chemicals that are being sprayed into the atmosphere and even in the ground, in the water. You know, look at the people in Ohio now. They have to evacuate because the place has been poisoned. The water has been poisoned. The soil has been poisoned. And many are, you know, developing all kinds of infections and diseases because of the inhalation of the poisons. So may Yahweh's protection be upon us. As per Psalm 91, in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach, and also Mark 16, where Yahweh says that we shall ingest poisons and they shall not harm us. May Yahweh help us in these very challenging times in the name of Yahushua. So remember, Purim is a time when the enemy casts lots on people, on the people of Yah. Well, they affect even the people who are following Satan or worshiping Satan. But the main target are the people of Yah, especially the bride of Yahushua HaMashiach. And another major target around this time of Yah, Purim, is the two witnesses. Pray for the two witnesses. Yahweh says, pray for the two witnesses. Pray for the two witnesses. The two witnesses of Zechariah chapter 4 and Revelation chapter 11. They are under enormous attack. They are one man and one woman, husband and wife. And they will be revealed in the future in the Western Wall in Jerusalem. Also, to anybody that can keep a secret, Yahweh will reveal the identity of the two witnesses. They are part of the Revelation 14 bride, and they are humble. They are not really well known around the world. They are they have their ministry that they are fulfilling quietly, wherever the Lord has placed them. But they are not even interested in doing the calling that Yahweh has put in their lives as per Revelation 11. So let's pray for the two witnesses, because the enemy knows who they are and is constantly attacking them. Remember that Yahweh says they are standing before his throne. So the enemy knows them. The enemy knows who they are. He knows their identity and is really after them. They need as much prayer covering as possible while they live in this world, because the devil is trying to kill them so that they don't fulfill their destiny. Brethren in Yahushua HaMashiach, pray for the two witnesses. Pray for Apostle Prophet Elisheva Eliyahu and all the people, all her associate pastors. Pray for a Mighty Wind ministry, and pray for all the other ministries that are standing for the truth. Just as this ministry, Yahushua HaMashiach, the Chief Cornerstone Ministry, is doing, as well as a Mighty Wind Ministry are doing. Also, pray for yourself and your family that you may escape the Great Tribulation, that you may escape, not the Great Tribulation, but the coming dreadful day of the Lord. I wish to say more, but I feel a bit rushed at the moment because I need to get my children ready to go out. So I'm going to have to stop here and hopefully continue again soon. But yeah, plead the blood of Yahushua over you. Pray that the fire of Ruach HaKodesh fills you and burns in your life and makes you and your affairs too hot for the enemy. Let the fire of the Ruach HaKodesh burn in your home, around your home, in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen. Mm-hmm. Brethren in Yahushua, let us also constantly ask Yahweh to fill us with Ruach HaKodesh and also cleanse our foundations from every evil plantations of the enemy. Let Yahweh help us to be without spot or wrinkle in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Brethren in Yahushua HaMashiach, we pray that you have a blessed Sabbath. From sunset Friday to sunset Saturday, we also pray that you have a lovely Purim as we prepare for Passover, Pesach, the deliverance from the house of bondage, the house of Mizraim, the house of Egypt. Purim means it is time to start cleaning out our houses, cleaning the leaven from our houses in preparation for Pesach, because during Pesach, we are not supposed to have any leaven in our homes. We are meant to be leaven free, pride free. And that's not just for Pesach, but Pesach highlights the fact that we are to have our lives free from pride, because pride goes before a fall. Brethren, let us continually ask the Lord to have mercy on us, and to cleanse us and deliver us from pride. May Yahweh also deliver us from the hand of the enemy, from every spells, every evil enchantments, every incantations of the enemy, in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen, 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 amen. All right, brethren, I'm going to have to stop here because I'm rushed for time. But before I go, I'll just sing a quick song. I plead the blood of Yahushua. 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 The blood of Yahushua sets me free from sin and sorrow. The blood of Yahushua sets me free. The blood of Yahushua, the blood of Yahushua sets me free from sin and sorrow. The blood of Yahushua sets me free. The blood of Yahushua, the blood of Yahushua sets me free from sin and sorrow. The blood of Yahushua sets me free. The blood of Yahushua, the blood of Yahushua sets me free from sin and sorrow. The blood of Yahushua sets me free. Ruach HaKodesh, fire, fill my life. Ruach HaKodesh, fire, fill my home. On the day of Pentecost, Ruach HaKodesh, fire, fill my home. On the day of Pentecost, fire, fill my home. Fire, fill my life. Ruach HaKodesh, fire, fill my house. On the day of Shavuot, fire, fill my life. On the day of Purim, fire, fill my life. On the day of Shabbat, fire, fill my life. On a daily basis, fire, fill my life. On a daily basis, fire, fill my life. On a daily basis, fire, fill my life. Ruach HaKodesh, 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 fire, fill our ministry. Ruach HaKodesh, fire, fill my foundation. In the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach, we pray all this. Amen. Shalom, 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 brethren. We'll be in touch again soon. Remain blessed. Amen.